Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is. Oh, yeah. I mean, that keeps coming up so goddamn quick. Evil Weasel Wednesday, evil every fucking day. It's the 13th day of July. It's 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And, of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 83 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the climate base. It's going to be another warm day. And it's getting fucking dry fast. Believe me, fast. Oh, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Biden brags about importing, quote, record foreign workers to compete against Americans for jobs. Well, of course he's bragging. He's a fucking international communist, and he's fucking tearing down the goddamn greatest country to ever fucking exist. And he's going to fucking thinks he can fucking enslave the people. That little shit diaper motherfucker, he don't do no thinking. What am I saying? But these cocksuckers in this goddamn communist... This communist collective, the committees, they think they can do anything they fucking want. And they're gonna do anything they fucking want until we fucking shut them down. Until we fucking kill their fucking asses, because what they are doing is goddamn treason and sedition against we the fucking people and our goddamn ratified, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. These motherfuckers do not run this fucking country. They do not have the fucking jurisdictional authority. We, the fucking people do. We'll be right back. Take your brain. It's time to
thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. You know, Biden brags. Biden is a fucking meat puppet, a son of a bitch. I got to believe that they got him wired, or else he's got a double or something else. He's a fucking retard. If he had two brain cells to rub together, he'd fucking lose one of them. If he had a brain, he'd play with, take it out and play with it. But at any rate, I mean, this is the propaganda coming from you old cocksucking propaganda. You're going to hang. You motherfucking, I want to see your, you're going, oh my God, you're going to be like these guys in a wheelchair. Oh gee, I'm so sick. Please don't hang me. Yeah, no, we're hanging your fucking ass. You dirty fuckers have fucking broken our law. You have committed treason and sedition against our people. You fucking think you can take this goddamn country away from us? You're going to fucking hang. All right, this is from Breitbart, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Joe Biden is bragging about, quote, record number of foreign visa workers his administration has brought into the United States to compete for working and middle-class jobs against unemployed Americans. Right there. Why hasn't he been arrested? He is blatantly fucking serving a foreign fucking king. He's serving a foreign fucking organization in the United Nations. Why hasn't that motherfucker been fucking arrested for goddamn treason and espionage? He can't do what he's doing. He has not the fucking jurisdictional authority, but he's not being fucking arrested. Why? Because we ain't fucking arresting him. And his goddamn fucking private fucking Blackwater goddamn standing army isn't going to fucking arrest him. They don't care about the law. They don't care about fucking liberty and freedom. They care about that fucking paycheck, but that paycheck ain't going to be fucking worth it, you son of a bitches. When this fucking jungle erupts, you will fucking, you'll go bury your goddamn, your little black suit, and you'll get rid of that fucking union badge, and you'll grow a beard, you'll do everything you can to fucking disguise who you are, but there's people who know you. You are going to answer for every fucking thing you have done. During a press conference with Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador, I swear to God they have an acronym for this, AMLO. AMLO, I guess it is. Biden bragged that the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has created a steady flow of to the U.S. of foreign workers on agriculture, H-2A, and non-agriculture, H-2B visas. When did we, the people, give consent for fucking foreign workers to come in and take our to do anything here, to even come into this country? When did we give consent to give visas to somebody to come here to fucking take fucking wealth out of this goddamn country? We didn't. And they didn't take it from us through a due process of the law because they couldn't. This is all a fucking fraud. It'll always be a fraud. The United States Corporation is a fucking fraud. It cannot be. It violates the law. It cannot exist. If it does exist, it exists as a crime in progress, and it stays in progress until we shut it the fuck down. Last year, my administration set a I think it's double. Sometimes I see it, and it's like this yellow fucking shit on fucking his face, and I know he's wearing a shit diaper and he shits himself, man. I mean, that's pretty fucking obvious. I've seen enough of those on people. But Jesus Christ Almighty, this is the fucking, I mean, that we're sitting here watching this shit go and billions of dollars I decided I'm going to give this to my buddies over here, to my crime syndicate in fucking Ukraine. I'm going to take this money. How'd you do that? I'm just a bill sitting here. Wait a minute. Fuck a bill. We got a goddamn dictator. We're going past that shit. And not to mention, you just don't fucking pass a bill in the goddamn Congress and call it fucking law because a handful of fucking assholes signed it. And that fucking treasonous son of a bitch, not a president. There is no president. The CEO, the monarchy's fucking man in control of the U.S. corporation. How about that? But if you want to go back to the Federalist fucking papers, read them and see what it takes to make a law that is binding to an American national, and see if you can make a law that fucking denies or disparages any fucking right of an American national. That's the highest law in this fucking land. Take that goddamn phony ass constitution that never fucking was. Never consented to by the people. Never ratified by the people. That was the fucking
corporate.
Go ahead.
Don't forget construed to deny or disparage. Any possible combination of thoughts.
You're absolutely correct. Designed to disparage. But the bottom line is here, it's a worthless fucking document. I piss on it. I'll piss on it right here and fucking, for the ladies, maybe my back turned, but I'll piss on it. It is not a lawful fucking document. It is not binding to we the people. And the only lawful document in this goddamn country is that fucking Bill of Rights. Ratified by we the people through elected representatives, December 15, 1791. That's our fucking law. And these son of a bitches are in gross violation of it. They have fucking spit on it. They have fucking committed treason and sedition against it. And that's against we the people. But you know how come they've done it? Because we fucking allowed it. That's why. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were talking about all the fucking, because they're dumping these motherfucking goddamn cycles from down in fucking California. They're emptying out the mental hospitals. And I mean, you got goddamn old motorhomes, pulling old motorhomes and pulling up. And I mean, goddamn people sitting in the street fucking doing just like fucking San Francisco. And I mean, and the person who contacted me was talking about, well, this community over here, they outlawed, you know, fucking these, got rid of these people. They, you know, made a move, outlawed them, but they did it through the admiralty. They didn't take each one of those people and give them fucking due process of the law. And I told them that. I said, no, I'm not for this. Yeah, I mean, these people, if they're American nationals, they got a fucking hospital room for the rest of their life and then money in the fucking bank because the country belongs to them. And if they're fucking goddamn criminals, well, there's the way we deal with criminals is we fucking take them into the common law court, we convict them, and by God, there ain't no playing no fucking games. You ain't going to buy your way out of it. You ain't going to fucking bribe your fucking way out of it. You're going to fucking pay the fucking piper. And you're not going to fucking do what you did again. What the fuck? We'll make sure of it because we're the fucking ones in control. But at any rate, you know, I said, no. This is arbitrary and capricious. This is a bunch of fuckers getting together. And then I told him, I said, who unleashed these motherfuckers on you? Well, yeah, well, it's the same people who are wanting you to fucking accept this administrative admiralty bullshit and give up your own rights to procedural due process in the to set the precedent for this. Because you would be no due process of the fucking law. That's what they can't, that's what the fucking heart of this whole fucking matter is, people. Is that due process of the law. And the go ahead.
Restoration is not paying a fine to the government. It's paying your damages.
Exactly. It has. That's why it has to go. The government cannot fucking come into the common law courts. They are for the fucking people. They're the people's courts. Because it's just like, you know, here in Oregon, they had they sued the fucking tobacco companies. Now, the tobacco companies, who's the fucking victim here? Are they my mom and dad? Or am I in their custody or something that they sued in my fucking name and took the fucking goddamn proceeds from the lawsuit and put them in the general fund? I ain't your goddamn property, you motherfucker. If R.J. Reynolds or her,
general,
go ahead.
General fund, that's putting it in their pocket.
Goddamn right it is. But they sure as hell done it. Now, try to ask yourself, we're telling you under that 14th Amendment and the straw man corporation bullshit when you're fucking born, that they're claiming goddamn ownership of you. They are claiming custodianship over you. They're claiming to be the ruling class. You don't fucking own me. You don't fucking sue in my fucking name. I'm of age. Only I can sign for fucking me. But this goddamn, this corporation, this unlawful corporation that's been in place since 1871, and again, changed a little bit to just for their fucking treason in 1878. These motherfuckers, they just, oh, I'm above the law. There is no law. Because I say so. I was watching a fucking thing, I can't think of what it was the other day. And it's hard to find something to watch. It ain't fucking trash. So trashy you can't fucking watch it. But it got way trashy. But you have these fucking criminals that are running this small town and fucking up in, I think, Montana. And then they fucking, they're going to get annexed into the fucking state. It was Indian reservation and the lands have been, it doesn't matter. But these guys, at first they show, you know, like these criminals, just the fucking murder and fucking scum of the fucking earth motherfuckers you ever seen in your life. And then as soon as they're going to get annexed, they just all go in their fucking room. Yeah, I'm going to be mayor. I'm going to be there. Well, wait a minute. And that's exactly how they started this fucking federal government out, people. There was no goddamn buddy running against George Washington under any fucking platform. They did it by declaration because they think that they have the fucking authority to do it because they're fucking got money. I'll tell you what, we'll bury your ass and take your fucking money and we'll see who has the fucking jurisdiction in this country. You sons of bitches. When it came to the first fucking ones like the goddamn Rockefellers or the Carnegies and these people who, you know, just, well, yeah. Or like Ted Kennedy. Couldn't get a whore across the river. He drowned the fucking woman in the fucking, and then fled the scene. And was left 24 hours before he was checked because he was a fucking drunk. But people, hey, you know, people went, yeah, that's because he's Ted Kennedy. That ain't how it fucking works in America, people. I don't give a fuck who you are. You do damage to another American national, I guarantee you they're standing on an even par with you as an individual free sovereign national as the goddamn Queen of England. And they will take your fucking ass into court. I don't care how many billions you got in the goddamn bank, Bill Gates. If they have to, they will fucking drag you in there in fucking chains. Because once a goddamn legal fucking arrest warrant has been fucking achieved, you will fucking submit to the fucking jurisdiction of we the people, and you are going to face the fucking music. You keep telling yourself you're not gonna. You just keep telling yourself you're not going to. You keep pushing and pushing. Please, continue. Let's get this shit over with. Then whoever's left can fucking at least live a fucking semi-normal life, because it's going to take a while to adjust back after we tear this goddamn country down to the goddamn roots to get these motherfuckers out of here like termites. But they're fucking going. And they are going to face a fucking common law fucking court. I cannot fucking wait for the first trial. I want it to be somebody like Bill fucking Gates, man. That's what I want it to be. I want to prosecute it. Because I can. I know what I'm fucking doing. And I want that son of a bitch to fucking shit himself as he's being taken out the front door, because I'm going to ask that he be hung right there on the courthouse steps as an example to anybody else who would think they'd get away with this kind of fucking treachery. Then we'll go after the goddamn Bushes for the genocide they committed on the Iraqi people in fucking goddamn in the Middle East. We're harboring so many fucking national fugitives in this goddamn country. I'm surprised that there's a job for them for yeah, the fucking spick ain't took already. Anyway, we got back, Joe. They talk about Joe Biden. If you want to keep saying Joe Biden, they want to say his name 10,000 times a day to make you think that motherfucker's actually running anything. He is not. George Soros and goddamn Barack Obama and goddamn fucking goddamn Barry Sanders and the squad have made a communist committee. They're setting up there at your capital under occupation with fucking troops, and they're fucking sitting there pissing all over your goddamn fucking Bill of Rights, the highest law, the only law in this goddamn land. You think are 30,000 motherfuckers enough to take us on? But do we even, we don't have to fucking go there. Be an individual. I keep hoping that the fucker that blew up those fucking Georgia Guidestones was a regular guy and he just fucking figured out how to defeat the goddamn security. I really do. I don't think so. I believe that they did it to get it out. They don't want us talking about the Georgia Guidestones no more, because people are going to start dying in fucking hordes. And people are going to, when somebody said something about them killing everybody off, and what was that? That Guidestone kind of thing? They want it to disappear, because you ain't hearing nothing about it. But that's not going to change the fact that fucking this cocksucker, what he's doing right here is fucking treason. This is treason by definition. And fucking, how come he isn't being arrested, people? How come this son of a bitch, how come the military hasn't come in and arrested him? This is blatant fucking goddamn espionage and treason against we the fucking people. Because they've decided that they're the ruling class and they're not subject to the fucking the law of we the people. That's what they thought back in fucking 1775, and we fucking showed them different. You are subject to our bullets and our fucking goddamn knives and every fucking other implement we can bring in on the fucking battlefield, you son of a bitch. You will bleed just like anybody else. And yeah, I know it is amazing the way they've tried to get so fucking many foreign son of a bitches in here as a fucking, you know, for cannon fodder. Because they know we can reach out there, we can go get them. We can, we, I mean, you fucking, you're talking about occupying 390 million square fucking miles. You can't fucking do it. You bring all of China over here and we just spend all day shooting fucking Chinamen. That's all there is fucking to it. What are you going to do when you got, you know, 500,000 cases of fucking, oh my God, 500 cases of homicide by these legal fucking, committed against these legal fucking Chinese or have, taking the contract for controlling the fucking property known as the people of the fucking United States of America. I got news for you, son of a bitch. And they see this, they know this, people. You got to remember that. Every time they would take a step, just like we're out here where I live, you know, there's avenues through the trees. And you can look at some places you can look, I mean, you'd be on a fucking hill with, they're thick with trees, but they're big trees. And you can see a fucking avenue down there, fucking 300 or 400 fucking yards through just one little gap. And so every step these son of a bitches take, they're looking at a fucking bullet in the head. And that's what we got to give them. We got to, and I mean, and everything, you stick something in your fucking mouth made by one of our people, one of our women made you some dinner, eat away, son of a bitch. We will use every means at our fucking disposal to destroy you absolute. And once we have taken the goddamn arsenal back, our fucking goddamn, our nuclear arsenal back, then fucking things are going to change. Everybody who ain't supposed to be here is going to get the fuck out. You're going to get the fuck out because your own government's going to come here and drag you home by the fucking ear if they have to, because their option's going to be a fucking nuke up their ass. They want to fucking, you want to play fucking all the fucking potatoes? We're going to do it. We're going to be left alone. We're going to be the country we were supposed to be. We are going to fucking rule ourselves autonomously under the fucking common law of the United States of America, better known as the Bill of Fucking Rights, the written, ratified, absolute law of December 15, 1791, that you can just sit and fucking, you can sit there and read the violations all fucking day long until you got tired of fucking reading, until you got hoarse. And that's how much they're violating our fucking law and our authority. And that's what this has come down to. This has come down to corpa fucking ration. Hey, Walmart, how about I blow your fucking head off, you cocksucker? You have no authority. None. As a corporation, you're a fucking corporation. In fact, you're fucking beneath the goddamn, even the fiduciary fucking government that serves the people. Of course, there's none. See, that's why it's so hard to talk about. How can you talk about something that really doesn't exist? Because you want to go into a certain aspect of it, but then again, you got to turn around and say, it don't even fucking exist. It don't. With the consent of the people. Now, you've heard that somewhere probably over your lives a few fucking times. I mean, ruled with the consent of the people. The fucking Constitution was never ratified by the people or any representative of the people. It was fucking dictated, just like the shit they're doing in the UN right now. Got an article coming up here about the World Health Organization. He's going to tell everybody that you're going to lock, come lock me down, you fucking Nigerian piece of fucking dog shit. I want to see it. Oh, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. Oh, we're going to have to hire mercenaries. Hire him. We're going to make that fucking paycheck not fucking worth it. I guarantee fucking to you. It ain't going to be fucking worth it when you come up to a 4-acre fucking field and they're all sitting on fucking goddamn pikes through their fucking bodies alive. There's nothing to restrain us. We're not a part of your goddamn, Geneva Convention. The people who signed that were not our representatives. That was a fucking corporation you were dealing with. And fucking not like anybody's ever followed that shit anyway. Allowing the goddamn cluster bombs to be dropped on the fucking Gaza Strip and burn little kids up and shit. The goddamn fucking, I mean, these motherfuckers come to turn a fucking, and try to look righteous to any fucking buddy is a laugh. Only it ain't funny. You're a murdering son of a bitches. You murder children every day. You pedophile. Fucking little kids. You sick in the head son of a bitches need to be put down like the fucking mad dogs that you fucking are. You are criminals. Easily proven to be criminals. Prima facie fucking criminals. fucking bragging, fucking criminals, like what I'm reading you right here. Last year, my administration set a record. We issued more than 300,000 H-2 visas for Mexican workers. But you do not have our fucking permission. You are not, the people of the U.S., the fucking people of America, the American nationals that own this goddamn country. And they'll tell you no, and you know it. You just say that, well, they have told you fucking no. And then when they even went down to the border, you turn your fucking guns on them. It's time to shoot these motherfucking goddamn, this, blow that border patrol back over to their country in Mexico. Because every fucking one of them is from another generation. They snuck under the fucking wire themselves. And now, although we've made it so you have to be a faggot to be in the fucking a NATO military. Here we go again. Can't even talk about it. To be a faggot fucking in high heels to be in the fucking NATO fucking army that's the American army that ain't the American army that we're paying for. And you fucking, the fucking men in the fucking, any man is walking away from this shit. This is what we're being fucking punked by. Fucking queers and fucking goddamn transvestites, pedophiles and fucking, I mean the lowest scum that you can fucking think of. Something you would just, you put some gloves on because you wouldn't know what you'd fucking get on you, but you'd beat that fucker clear to death with your bare hands. And he'd have it coming. We never allowed this shit. We didn't have to. And we didn't violate nobody's fucking rights in not allowing it. You did it, I'll tell you what, the fucking faggots come at you when this, we take this fucking country back and we have that Bill of Rights in place. You know, you can bring your faggot ass into fucking town. You can walk right into think town. About, go ahead.
Think about Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, yeah. We make them look weak. But fucking the bottom line is that you can come on, strut your fucking goddamn hairy face, fucking faggot ass, goddamn transvestite ass down the fucking street. I go out and I fucking just pound you to death. Well, then we have a fucking jury. And then all the people fucking who are sick of this goddamn degenerated fucking immoral fucking shit that has destroyed our country, all they got to do is say acquitted. It don't fucking matter if there was 50 fucking witnesses that watched it fucking happen. No, acquitted. The person was pushed beyond fucking, all you got to do is claim fucking, what the hell is the name of that? Force majeure. Go ahead.
One 18-year-old kid took on the whole faggot army.
Exactly. There you go. But the bottom line is that fucking, we will decide what our country's gonna fucking be. And you're not gonna fucking pump fags in on us. You're not gonna pump fucking goddamn, fucking transvestites. You're not gonna force this shit on us. You try it, you die it. And then we'll find out after that transvestite's buried in the goddamn ground or burnt in a fucking heap, we'll find out what motherfucker told him he could walk down our goddamn streets. Or it could go into a fucking woman's restaurant room behind her. You motherfuckers think you're not going to get punished. You don't have a fucking clue. You know we have the fucking power. And you people out there, you know we have the power. And you know the problem is that you are not exercising your goddamn authority. You are not exercising your judicial authority to enforce that fucking law. It's on us. We keep allowing this shit and then bitching about it. That's what we do. We allow this fucking shit, then we come up on there and we fucking bitch about it. We can bitch our way all the way to that goddamn fucking trench and then they can put a fucking bullet in the back of our head and the bitching will be over, I reckon. We'll be right back.
I'm not afraid to
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Seemed dumber, and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable, cause you know there ain't nothing to see. The real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects that gets to fill the graves. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun, and I won't shoot you. My rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. Dumb down our kids. It's MK Ultra. AIDS and SIDS. Chemtrail clouds. GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say gun. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house. Your spouse protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time. That, of course, is terminology with Don't Come For My Gun. You know, and I just listen to the music today, and there's so many people. I mean, they understand it. They understand they're fucked, but they don't understand why. They don't understand the difference between the fucking administrative admiralty and the common fucking law jurisdictions. It's just two fucking jurisdictions. They cannot mix oil and water. You got one or the other. They cannot exist on the same fucking plane. But in their fucking music, you will hear, you know, they'll be talking the right talk. And then if they were in a court, they would have made the mistake because they would have brought in a fucking few words of the fucking admiralty, because it's always been in the goddamn language. I mean, they forced it into the language. They taught it to you since you was a little fucking kid. And so you get it into the goddamn music. None of the fucking music, I don't care. You guys ain't wrote nothing that fucking really impresses me yet, because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Don't come for my fucking gun. That's a given, motherfucker. Anyway, Biden, we're talking about Biden bragging about foreign workers. My God. Let's see. There are approximately 11.5 million job openings in the United States right now. Bullshit. And 14.73 million employable Americans. A study study by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, notes this means that there are 3.23 million more workers in the country than open jobs. Yeah, but they won't work for fucking nothing. They won't work for a fucking ball of rice and a fish head, you see. They own the goddamn country. It's like you coming onto my property and I got fucking 1,000 acres of fucking old growth goddamn, oak or what might have you. And saying, I'll pay you $3 to cut the oak trees down, load them on my truck and I haul them away. No, motherfucker. I mean, I didn't just fall off the fucking potato truck. But this is what they have been doing to us for how long, people? Everything they've fucking been selling belongs to us, and they did not take it through the procedural due process necessary to take anything from an American national. And we're not fucking stopping it. I know there's some of you people out there, you're doing some shit. I know. But we need to kick this thing in the ass and get it fucking going and just get rid of these motherfuckers. They know we can wipe them out as well as we know. How do we know? If they could take our fucking guns, they would have done it a long time. They'd have done it the second they could have. And you fucking know it. So don't pretend somebody else I was talking to the other day. Well, they got, you know, the rich and they got, you know, and they got, places where they've, their hideouts and they got Barrett rifles. I don't give a fuck about a Barrett fucking rifle. I said, we're going to have goddamn aircraft carriers. Half the goddamn, what they're calling their military, which is fucking, we got the people that can fucking fly the fucking planes that they don't wear high heels when they do it. And when you think we ain't taking half the shit, you're fucking out of your mind. How are you going to stop us? When the goddamn pilots fly the plane off, it's fucking fully armed. You're going to try and stop it? And any fucking drone operators, I wouldn't want to be you motherfuckers. I wouldn't want to be you in Tel Aviv. I wouldn't want you being up because, well, hey, if a nuclear bomb's what it takes to fucking get you for killing an American, fuck, it's a nuclear bomb, son of a bitch. I have no fucking problem with using a nuke. Personally, that's what we had got the son of a bitches for, mutually assured destruction. So there would be no fucking more of these proxy fucking wars that fucking eat out the substance of the people to the point that they're living under goddamn bridges on the fucking freeways and their kids are going hungry. That's not what it's about. And we own the goddamn country. We call the fucking shots. Only these fuckers, this fucker is saying, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But see, again, I can't see. He ain't got two goddamn brain cells rubbed together. And we know it. Are you listening to me, Barack Obama, you fucking South Side of Chicago pimp motherfucker? You're not going to do it. We will hang your motherfucking ass just it's so fast it'll make your fucking head swim, you son of a bitch. You will be tried for the treason you have committed. And you will be convicted by your own fucking words and your own fucking signature, son of a bitch. Same for you, Soros. Same for you, squad. One of which fucking, I mean, I migrated last week. This week, I'm a fucking senator. There's people, American nationals, that can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country, starving to death under fucking bridges. This fucking cunt comes in. If I can't, you know, fucking just, I migrated in last Thursday and now I'm your fucking senator. No, you ain't. You can't even run for the fucking office, bitch. If the, no, but then again, there I am fucking talking about, there is no office. The fucking Constitution never fucking existed. It's been a fucking con job, just like the one, like I was telling you about the place there on the little fucking thing I was watching about up there in Montana. It's just a bunch of fucking criminals. Oh, I'm gonna be the fire chief and I'll be, everybody, and this will be our wages and here's our payoff monies. I mean, this is all happening. They just walk into a fucking place and sit down and do it. And this is exactly how this federal government came into being, people. This was not a call from the people for a fucking government. There was no such call. And the people never gave no fucking consent for them to even get together and talk about it. Let alone did the people fucking goddamn ratify it and make it, or say that they would abide by it. The Bill of Rights is the only fucking law in this fucking land, on this fucking land. It is the only law that is enforceable on this land lawfully. Now they're fucking, they got their rogue fucking goddamn Blackwater USA fucking union badge wearing motherfucking cocksuckers in the black uniforms. Well, you ever fucking confront one of these fuckers and you say, hey man, you start fucking reading them the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights. Well, I don't know about that. Well, you better go fucking find out, you son of a bitch. Because people are going to start answering the goddamn door of their car with a fucking bullet to your head. You better learn the goddamn law and you better learn that you cannot violate it. I'm not gonna appeal to a fucking goddamn star chamber court and then appeal to another star chamber court for my motherfucking rights that are absolute and are mine on the fucking spot, son of a bitch. You violate my rights on the spot, I fucking defend them to the death on the spot. Your death! You have no jurisdictional authority. You're not even supposed to exist. It's a crime. What you are doing is committing a fucking crime, a crime punishable by a fucking bullet from a firing squad. You have no jurisdictional authority over the people, and you are pretending that you fucking do. And in pretending that you do, you are violating the highest law in this fucking land that says you can't. Everything that they're doing, they can't. And they've gotten so fucking bold with this, they're telling you, we're going to send $1.5 more billion dollars over to Ukraine, and you son of a bitch. How come we aren't stopping this? Well, the same reason we ain't stopping that fucking invasion down on our southern border, I suppose. We're just too fucking worthless. We got the best fucking guns in the goddamn planet. And we got a lot of other shit, too. We could open up on these motherfuckers and tear them to pieces any fucking time. You guys get ready. But we have to fucking do it. If we don't, fucking, you think they won't just keep on putting right along right until you're fucking bending over? You're going, how did I end up bending over this fucking ditch? Where's my gun? What happened? Well, you were a stupid fuck. You polished the son of a bitch in two and it wouldn't work no more. This has to stop. You stop it or you leave your fucking children. God almighty, don't you people care about your goddamn grandchildren? What state are you going to leave them in? Fagism. Fucking goddamn transvestite fuckingism. In the state of fucking Oregon, you don't have to know how to write. You don't have to know how to read. And you don't have to know how to do arithmetic. And you don't have to know no science to get a diploma from high school. So what exactly are you stealing my money and claiming that you're fucking buying me that I don't want? I don't want your communist indoctrination centers. I do not want them. Get them out of here. I am the American national. I'm the sovereign here. I'm above you. I know you fucking hate it. I know that fat little whore over there in fucking Britain hates it. I stand on a par with you, bitch. And I'm telling you motherfuckers out there, you break our fucking law, you're going to fucking hang. I might not be there, but there's a plenty of, hey, the Bill of Rights has got out. And enough people understand it to teach the fucking rest, and by God, you know what that fucking means. We have the jurisdictional authority to hang every fucking one of you. We have the jurisdictional authority to chase you around this fucking planet. We have the jurisdictional authority to take our fucking nuclear arsenal back and use it on any son of a bitch that tries to fuck with our fucking rights, with our fucking law. Got it? But you have to fucking do it. And I know there are people out there, there are individuals that have looked in the mirror and said, oh yeah, I see something over there that, yeah, I could do something here. Yeah, I could get away with it. I'm going to do it. I know that's all, it's fucking probably getting pretty rampant across the country by now. And they sure as hell ain't going to report on it. That's why that goddamn Georgia Guidestone thing was reported on so fast and everything. And like the people have said, you know, they've dug it all up just like they did at Sandy Hook and like they did at Waco, and they've carted all the shit away, all the evidence away, so that nobody can really prove what the fuck happened there at all. But I think they want that. I'm going to talk about the Georgia Guidestones. Yeah, you know it, where it was chiseled in fucking stone that we would bring the population down to under 500 million to be in perpetual what the hell do they call it? Perpetual equality with the earth or some kind of shit like that. But they chiseled it in stone. And then a lot of people had found out about it. A lot of people weren't too goddamn lazy just to go over and read for 5 fucking minutes and know what them fucking Georgia Guidestones were. And now when you start seeing the people dropping like they're going to start dropping, because they didn't just do this to kill a fucking handful. They did this to fucking commit world genocide. And when the world genocide starts happening, man, and people start looking at what's going on, you go, oh, the Chinese fucking censors have already taken the fucking Georgia Guidestones and there's nothing about them on the fucking net. You watch what I tell you. But we know exactly what they're doing. We know who's doing it. We have no fucking excuse, people. We have only thing we can say is fuck, we're chicken shit. We're cowards. We fucking outnumber the enemy fucking, what that one on the little excerpt from the Waco movie said, they outnumber us about 5,000 to 1. That's why we have to use terror on them to keep, or they'd kill us all. How about we ain't afraid of your fucking terror? How about we just kill you all any fucking way? Why don't we? Why shouldn't we? We have all our wealth back, our fucking, the happiness we were fucking guaranteed by the Bill of Rights, the autonomy, the fairness. We would have it all, people. But then again, you son of a bitches that fucking think you're better than everybody else. You got that goddamn license and you think that means something to me. I'll make you eat that son of a bitch before I kill you. You're a government agent, because that's what that makes you. When you take that fucking license, it makes you an agent of the government. And if you're an agent of the government that is taking people's money to exercise a fucking right, you're looking at the goddamn gallows, or just being fucking plain shot on the sight, because you're a fucking enemy of the fucking people, and you're an enemy of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You're in violation, motherfucker. And to violate that law is treason and sedition. It's not a oopsie daisy or a fine or a fucking, slap on the wrist or, he really didn't have intent. You do it and you fucking die. That's the way it has to be. That law has to be absolute. That's why I tell people you cannot make exceptions. Just like the person I was talking about yesterday, talking about, you know, this, oh, we just get this little law here to get these drug addicts. Who in the hell wants them, man? I've seen it down there. It's a fucking mess. You can't believe what they've done to that little fucking town. I mean, goddamn street full of motorhomes. I mean, these things are tore all the fucking hell, pulling each other like a fucking train. And then they can pull them down into the fucking neighborhoods. People can't let their fucking kids out. I'll be goddamned if I'd live like that. I think I would, but I don't, I ain't going to go to the ad, I ain't going to say, bring the admiralty jurisdiction in here and take care of this for, take care of me. Take fucking care of me, government. No, I think Henry will take care of himself. I don't think them people, I don't think they would really want to be around me at all. They wouldn't want to be around fucking within a mile or two of my fucking house. I mean, There's rocks and thorns and shit. And it's really, it's a dangerous place to be. At any rate, fucking, here, Biden just telling you right to your fucking face, this son of a bitch has committed, this is treason, people. You take this into court and you charge that fucker with straight up fucking treason, and he could, only defense he'd have is try to get somebody to say he is incompetent to stand fucking trial, which it doesn't matter because we're bringing George Satoro in. We're bringing you in, Barry. Barry fucking goddamn, what the fuck? Obama, you fucking pimp piece of, you are the slimiest fucking pimp piece of shit I think I've ever seen in my whole fucking life. Cause you fucking drip of it. You are a fucking nobody. I mean, for the, I look at the people that fucking fell for your shit and I know what true retardation is. And I know people that fucking can hardly talk that are fucking smarter than that. You are the dumbest, stupidest, most worthless fucking people on this planet. And I'll tell you something else. You like that goddamn communism? What the fuck? It's right there. Why? I mean, Venezuela's right there. Mexico's. Why in the hell don't you get down there and live your fucking goddamn utopia? Because you're not going to fucking change my fucking country into what the rest of this fucking shithole world is. We want out of all of these goddamn international agreements. That is the fucking word of we the fucking people. The jurisdictional authority, the fucking boss here, with the boss with the fucking gun, motherfucker. No international shit. Get them a fuck away from us. They have nothing we need. And what they've taken from us that belongs to us, we want it fucking back. With interest. And the cocksuckers that fucking went along with them to steal it, that you think they're going to go there and they're going to get sanctuary in some place like New Zealand, how would you like us to fucking just blow New Zealand clear off the fucking map? Because that's what we're looking at. We're through fucking with you fucking cocksuckers that push the people too far. And you're too goddamn... Goddamn, I think about that Barry Satoru, that son of a bitch. And him sitting and listening, I'm watching the, you know, we watch the stupid box because it's their goddamn programming. There was a article I was reading yesterday about back when they fucking took away the law that said that they couldn't use propaganda on you, and how it's been fucking nothing but propaganda used on you ever since. That's all you see. Everything, they've given themselves permission to fucking lie to you. And you're sitting there like a goddamn, you gotta be pretty fucking nimble to look around you and believe one fucking word these motherfuckers have to say. You have to be stupid. And that's not ignorant. That ignorance, see, can be cured by fucking education. Stupid is just fucking, you're stupid. You're too stupid to breathe the same air as me. You're so stupid that you've become a danger to me. So your stupid ass is going to have to go one way or the other. Whether it's marched into the fucking sea, or whether you go by a fucking bullet, or you go by a fucking rope. We have to get rid of these son of a bitches. You see, all well, because 3% fought the fucking original fucking war. I guess I just got to say, the goddamn uprising that was hijacked. 3% fought it. All the rest of these fuckers were just like, I mean, I hear people talk, well, oh, goddamn, there's just everybody. 3%. And I guarantee you there's 40 million motherfuckers right now that are itching to rip this fucking country down to its goddamn roots, get every dirty son of a bitch that ever did every dirty deal and stole from their fucking families that have been here fucking since the beginning. They are ready to fucking do, they're ready to kill. They're ready to take these motherfuckers and turn them inside out. But Joe Biden, let's see what else we got going here. I better look because I hate just to do one story. U.S. is paying $1.7 billion to healthcare workers in Ukraine. Wouldn't you try to hide that? This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty. But wouldn't you try to hide that? Because you can't do that. You do not have the jurisdictional authority. They don't think that we're going to fucking hang their asses. That's why we got to get enough of us, a million. If it takes putting a million of us together and going and taking one county seat, and fucking setting up a common law court, start fucking dealing out, start sending out the goddamn summonses. They don't answer the summonses. Try them in absentia and fucking write out a death warrant for them. That's lawful. That's what we're supposed to do. You want to ignore our fucking courts and ignore our guns? We will make it so you cannot ignore them. And you can run to another country, but we're going to have them cocksuckers on the telephone. We've looked at the books. You better have all our fucking cash back here. Or not cash. Our wealth back here by tomorrow. You got 72 hours to deliver up the cash in that dirty, squirming little son of a bitch that fucking stole from us and fucking committed treason in our country and against our people and our law. You got fucking 72 hours ticking right now, buddy. You don't do it, we're sending you a goddamn ICBM fucking guided fucking hydrogen bomb and blow your whole fucking goddamn country up. We're through with your shit. You think, see, they count on fear. If you do not fear death, they cannot fucking, what are they going to do? You outnumber them. You take that nuclear arsenal and you get to put man sitting at the goddamn table there that don't got to, that is, just doesn't get, fucking give a shit. I mean, he loves his country, he loves his people, he wants everybody, I want the world to be happy. But I will fucking, I'd rather blow this fucking goddamn planet to bits, to tiny little bits, than walk as a slave upon it. I will not be your fucking slave, you slime ball. I think about one of these Rothschilds, and I having that motherfucker alone in a goddamn room. And just see how fucking royally fucking badass you are, motherfucker. Without a goddamn pimp army behind your fucking ass. Just you and me. I would just really like that. It'd be a great fucking birthday present. Anyway, that's enough of this shit for today. There's plenty more. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And we're going to lay out some fucking more of it for you. I mean, we're going to keep laying it out to you until you, I don't know, maybe the people become so embarrassed. I mean, this is embarrassing. It really fucking is. It is fucking unbelievable. People are going to look back at this fucking segment of fucking history and just shake their fucking heads. Eventually, we'll be forced to take it back. A lot more of us are going to die than had to. Remember that. And the reason we had to die is because of the stupid son of a bitches that fucking didn't stand with us and didn't know their goddamn duty to that fucking Bill of Rights and to the people's law. To one another. To our freedom, to our liberty. They didn't know it, and they didn't want to know it. When you tried to tell them, I bet you wish you'd listen now, as you hit the end of that fucking rope. That's a word from the trenches.